You know, the introduction to this is the best way to hedge against a failing economy. Everybody out there is having to deal with it. We're seeing gas prices go through the roof, which affects the price of everything else, right? Everybody has to transport their goods, and so all of a sudden gas prices has the biggest impact, you know, over inflation than anything we've seen in decades. Food prices are going up. Car prices are going up. Everything is going up, and people are saying, gee, how do I deal with this? Well, one way is to cut back. And there's stories in the paper every day about how people are cutting back, not going to movies, you know, not eating out, you know, not going to Wet n' Wild, not doing all the things that we used to do that were so fun. Now we're just existing and trying to keep up with. But it doesn't look like it's any getting any better. So now what? The job market is more insecure than ever. Retirement is looking pretty brutal these days. What looked a little good a few years ago doesn't look so good now. So how am I going to hedge and protect my family and protect their quality of life in a failing economy? Well, I think you turn to the experts to see what they have to say. Some of the entrepreneurial experts like Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump are saying the best way to hedge your bet is to develop a home-based business, to give your family an extra source of cash flow beyond your normal job. And hopefully that cash flow can grow and grow and grow and not only hedge it, but give you a whole new source of opportunity for what you want to do in the future and even at retirement age. It is why Warren Buffett has invested so heavily in the segment of market that deals with home-based businesses. Because he sees from an investment standpoint that is a wonderful investment in a company that provides that kind of opportunity to a growing base of consumers out there that are looking to enhance their quality of life through a home-based business opportunity. There's a lot of different companies out there in this segment. But I love the report that just came out from Goldman Sachs, because it not only addresses the fact that this is a wonderful business opportunity, but it talks about a mega trend within this home-based business opportunity segment that provides one of the most dynamic opportunities today. The segment in their report is called When a Mega Trend and a Compelling Business Model Collide. This is the perfect opportunity for a person to consider. The mega trend is the riding high of the health and wellness wave that is occurring out there. They say the health and wellness megatrend is one of the most visible social developments across the globe. That's not nationally, that's not in North America. That is a global opportunity that is a megatrend in a failing economy. What they're saying is there's one business, folks, that is not slowing down. It is increasing with speed. Then they say, okay, so what is the compelling business model that has collided with this? It's the direct selling model. Now, here's what they have to say about direct selling. From a business standpoint, direct selling is fairly straightforward. Instead of products being sold like they normally are through retail or on the internet, a representative markets directly to consumers. Relative to a traditional retail selling, this approach is more targeted, and a representative tends to be more informed about the product being sold. Is that an advantage to the consumer, someone more informed? Furthermore, direct selling provides representatives with several lifestyle improvements, such as supplemental income. That's what we're talking about. The ability to work from home. What a great feature. A chance to run their own business and develop it. And improve job morale. Gosh, isn't that a wonderful thing to consider? How can I be happy doing the work that I'm doing? However, it's not simply the unconventional method or approach that attracts so many people to this model. Rather, the primary driver is the unique compensation structure that the majority of direct selling companies employ. In a multi-level networking model, representatives not only make money selling a particular product, they are also compensated based on revenues generated by other business partners whom they recruit into the business. A representative's recruits are referred to as a downline, and as this expands, so do commissions. Across the nutritional MLM networking space, these are public companies, total commissions run as low as 35% and as high as 44% is gross sales, with an average being around 38. So the best opportunity to meet in this mega trend colliding is the one that pays 44%, obviously. And by the way, it says that while standalone prospects of health and wellness and direct selling industries are strong, an even more powerful vehicle is created when the two are combined. This is their assessment. The lack of information about vitamins and other supplements is apparent. In many retail settings, shelves are overcrowded with multiple varieties of brands of similar products. And non-knowledgeable salespeople do not facilitate a proper shopping experience. This, by the way, is why so many new technologies come to market through direct sales. In addition, there is no better advocate for a nutritional product than the user, his or herself. Once someone's life is changed due to the product, strong loyalty can be created both to the product and to the business opportunity. That is the assessment of Goldman Sachs, which is sort of the gold standard in the investment community. What they're saying to the world of investors is, look for this. This is where the megatrend and the best business model come together. So when you, Mr. Consumer, are looking for what is the best business model I could possibly get into for a home-based business, this is it. I'm not through. Now, Paul Zane Pilsner wrote a book called The Wellness Industry, The Wellness Revolution, The Next Trillion-Dollar Industry. Leading economists all over the world are saying and validating that this wellness explosion is going to go on for another decade or so. It's going to ultimately become the next trillion-dollar industry. So getting into a home-based business with the most exciting business wave and the best business model, what you got to look at is, what is the future of this industry looking like? The next trillion-dollar industry sounds pretty exciting. And the trends of what products will survive is pretty exciting. Let me tell you the other things economists are saying about this wellness industry. They're saying that 5 or 10 years ago, the dietary supplement industry was about a $50 billion business in North America. And there were about 4,000 companies participating. But only 2,000 companies accounted for 50% of the total sales of that $50 billion. Why? Well, because there's a lot of stuff out there. Again, when you Google the internet for vitamin mineral, you get 2,800,000 references. I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of stuff in the marketplace. That's where the trend was about 5, 10 years ago. Here's where they say it's heading in the next 10 years. That the industry is going to grow from $50 billion to about a $1 trillion business in wellness. And the number of companies that are participating are going to fall in half. 4,000 to 2,000. Isn't that remarkable? Why? Well, they said as the consumers become more educated, as healthcare practitioners become more educated, all the nonsense is going to sort of fall away. The people aren't going to buy just a good story anymore. They're going to buy legitimate products because they know better. They can no longer just say it. They've got to prove it. And what they said, the fallout from that is going to cost a lot of the companies their existence. So in the next 10 years, look for the number of companies to drop in half. But here's the exciting news. They said of this trillion-dollar industry, only 20 companies will account for about 80% of the volume. 20 companies in 80% of the volume in a trillion-dollar business. And they said, why is this? Because really there's only a handful of technologies that will rise above them all. There's only a handful of technologies that will be scientifically validated to bring the best results and the best value to consumers. That's why this is such an exciting proposition. So if you're going to get into the mega trend industry of wellness, what you want to look like, what you want to look for is what company can provide you the best opportunity to get into the top 20. It's all going to be exciting. And if you use the right business model to get there, the next question is, how do you find the top 20? Well, I'd like to introduce you to Manatech. Because I believe Manitech meets that criteria better than any company out there today. When you ask the economist, how will these 20 companies rise to the top, what they say is this. First of all, they'll have the most scientifically validated technologies. Secondly, they will be the most proprietary technologies. Because to protect your position as a top 20, you better own your technology. It better be an ironclad trade secret like Coca-Cola, or it better be a patent. Otherwise, it will become a commodity that will be spread across the other 2,000 companies. So when you're evaluating your company and you want to know if they can be a top 20, the question you got to ask is, number one, is their technology scientifically valid? Number two, is it proprietary? Can anybody else get their grubby little paws on it? Number three, is it disruptive technology? Is it advanced? In other words, does it bring change to the current paradigm, to status quo? That's the quickest way to recognize who's going out on top. It is impossible to create an identity if you've got generic technology. So the quickest way to find out, does it go above everybody else, is it scientifically valid? Do you own it? And is it disruptive to the current marketplace? I want to say welcome to Manitech. Let me tell you what disruptive means. I want to tell you how to identify disruptive. It's called controversial. It means, are you ruining the day of someone else out there? And let me just tell you the three segments that we participate in. The first one is vitamins and minerals. 65% of every American buys a vitamin and mineral. And the majority of it is the same stuff. It is synthetically produced vitamins and minerals. And to an ignorant public and to an ignorant healthcare community, it sounded okay. New science is showing that the more vitamins and minerals are in a whole food form, the better off you are taking them. Science has returned to nature, saying that nature did it best. Taking vitamins and minerals and put them into whole food complexes is the best way to get the best value. And there's only a handful of technologies that rise to that level of science. And in Manitech, we have the first product that has natural vitamins, minerals that come from food sources and standardized phytochemicals all in the same product. And because we were the first to market, we were able to file patents on that technology. Is that disruptive to the vitamin mineral industry? You got to believe it is. Now, the whole world doesn't know about it yet, but as they start to find out, I'm telling you, this is going to be controversial. The next significant technology we brought to dietary supplements is in the area of antioxidants. For decades, people have just been able to say it's a good antioxidant because you can test it in a lab and you can see that it has an effect. And good changed to great, and great changed to super duper, and super duper changed to super duper triple deluxe. And pretty soon in the marketplace, you Google best antioxidant, you get 880,000 references. How do you distinguish bad to good, good to great in that environment? Nobody knows how to evaluate it other than, gee, super duper sounds better than great. Maybe I need some super duper antioxidant. Well, what science has finally shown is that there is a way to distinguish fact from fiction. Gosh, it is so basic, it's almost astounding. It's a validation process called serum ORAC. And what that means is you actually measure the antioxidant inside of a live person. And then you see what kind of an impact you make on reducing oxidative stress. And that is called a serum ORAC value. Now, we all know that antioxidants have been shown to be one of the most important dietary supplements to take in today's toxic environment. But the question is which one to take. What healthcare practitioners want to know is how can I distinguish the best from the second best to the worst? And finally, there is an evaluation. Our company took several years to take all these super duper deluxe antioxidants, start blending them together and looking for a synergistic effect that raised the level of serum ORAC value. Now, the USDA found that adding 5 additional servings of fruits and vegetables increased serum ORAC The antioxidant protection in human beings, 13%. Hey, folks, that's significant. Statistically, that is very significant. Let me tell you what we did in our lab. We found synergism between fat and water-soluble antioxidants, blending it with our Ambertose complex. We were able to achieve an increase of 37% serum ORAC, almost three times greater than five servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, why did we look for a synergistic effect? Because number one, what we were after is the absolute best effect in human beings. Number two, if you can find synergism where 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4, but 2 plus 2 equals 10, that's patentable. And so we were able to patent this complex. We have one of the most unique and one of the only patent-pending antioxidants in the marketplace today. And it protects our unique position. Will that be disruptive to other antioxidants? I think so. I think when healthcare practitioners start asking their patients, is the product you're taking, does it have a serum ORAC value? And the doctor's saying, don't take anything that has not been evaluated through human consumption. And I think, folks, controversy is on its way. The last technology is the most dynamic that Manitech has. It is the foundation of what makes us so great. It was this discovery of vital nutrients called glyconutrients. It was discovered about a decade ago, the value that very particular polysaccharides, long chains, add to human immune system functions. It is the most unique opportunity to impact health in dietary supplementation. And for us, it was great because our doctors discovered it. Now, what did that mean? It means when they figured this out, it showed so much potential for dietary supplementation that we immediately filed patents globally on this unique discovery. To date, we have received composition of matter patents in over 40 countries around the world. We are not only the innovators of this new category of glyconutrients, we own the segment. This is the most disruptive technology that may have ever come out in nutrition. And so we have a pharmaceutical research industry trying to say the only value is here, there's no value to nutrition. Let me tell you what the other side of the equation is. Somebody thinks it's valuable out there. There's a lot of controversy. You'll be glad to know that even though we've received patents in 40 countries around the world, you never know the value of your patent until it's actually litigated. Somebody actually violates it, then you go to court and somehow you have to defend the fact that they're in violation. The easiest way to get around a patent is to change the language. Say, this means that, not what they said it meant. You go through what's called a Markman hearing, which is the first phase of litigation. Our scientists were so good at defining our invention, our new art, this discovery of the complex of glyconutrients, that we won every claim in the Markman hearing. 100% of it went our way. The second phase of patent litigation is you go on trial. You actually have a jury that decides whether or not you really did find new art and whether or not this other company was actually in violation or even worse, in willful violation of your patent. And again, you don't know what you've got until you get through one of these. We won the patent case. A jury not only said that they were in violation of our patent, but they were in willful violation of our patent, which sets a legal precedent for everybody around the world that is trying to get around our patent. And so, yes, you can look up Manitech, and I'm telling you, there's going to be controversy there. But you know what? That is a benefit to us. We revel in the fact that there's controversy because, again, to be one of the top 20, you better be scientifically valid, you better own your patent, and you better be disruptive. You better be turning the apple cart over there for everybody else that's playing in this industry, or you're not a top 20 candidate. And so I'll just close with this. There are millions of people looking at the future economy and as it applies to their family. There are millions of people saying that it does make sense, and all the experts are leaning that way, that we've got to find the best home-based business. Even more experts are saying, define it a little more narrowly, and the mega trend is wellness. That's the one you need to be in. You define it even more narrowly, and economists are saying, if you're going to get in the wellness business, you better find one of these top 20 companies if you want long-term success. And I'm suggesting to you today that there is no one better positioned to be a top 20 that has a more compelling business reason per our compensation plan, by the way that we've orchestrated our company, than Manatech. And if the person that brought you this CD wants you to know that you are looking at the absolute best. So we appreciate you considering our company, and we hope to see you in the future. Thank you, guys.